Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Justin Blackman, who is an artist here in town, doing lots of different things, but most recently we've seen a foray into painting. Justin, how'd you get started?
I've been making art as long as I can remember, being a little kid. I think it got more serious definitely in high school. I think my art teacher kind of discovered me as an artist. I remember him, he was like, all right, we're going to take magazines, and I want you guys to sketch, just a practice sketch of a portrait. And so we had to go to the magazines, find a portrait of a person and practice. And I remember by the end of the class, I had like the eyes and the nose done. And he was like, just take this home and finish it and bring it back as your final, you know. And I didn't really understand, you know, what he saw in me. And at that point, you know, I knew that I was meant to be an artist. I think that's kind of where it settled in, was in high school.
So you took classes through high school, clearly.
Took classes through high school. Then I ended up going to college at Art Institute. So I went to school for graphic design. You know, after I got into it, in my mind, graphic design was going to be me creating all this content and a lot of exploration in that. And there's another side of graphic design that's a lot of print production, and it really, a lot of it is marketing material and the bulk of that. So I wasn't ready for that. And I think as soon as I knew that part of it, I got out, because creatively for me, it wasn't probably the best thing for me.
I can understand that. Working at Tech with so many graphic design students, they all think like, I'm going to create logos and like do new brands every day. And then they realize, oh, I'm making brochures.
Yes. And I internshipped, and it was like, you know, I can't wait. I'm excited. And as soon as I got in there, it was like setting margins and sending it to print. So it was a different experience for sure.
So I know when I first met you, you were doing the
wood burning pyrography. Yeah.
And how'd you get started with that?
Somebody gifted me a hobby burner, and I just kind of took off with it. You know, I was playing around at first, and then it just became this thing. And as an artist, you know, my mind creatively, when I look at something, it's always more than what typically someone would see. And I think a lot of artists could relate to that when they look at something, whether it be, you know, a picture or, you know, just a room or even a landscape, they're seeing something totally different. And so I think capturing that is always kind of the idea that I want when I make art, is trying to get what I'm seeing, my vision, to get the viewers to relate to that. So pyrography was a fun, I had never done it, so it was new to me.
Mm-hmm. New challenge.
Yeah, and then it just kind of stuck. And it was a challenging medium for sure. So I just stuck with it and, you know, rode that train for a while, and then I was ready to paint again. I used to paint a long time ago, and I quit once I got the pyrography machine, and I just hadn't done anything with it. And this year, it really just, like, I felt this calling to pick back up the paintbrushes and get back in the studio with some canvas. And I'm really happy I did, because it's certainly, you know, I think before, when I was painting when I was younger, I don't think I was ready, if that makes sense. And I think now, where I'm at now in my life, I certainly think that painting is ready for me to, you know, explore more in depth with it, you know.
Fantastic. Well, I just recently saw your show that you did with Terry and Skip Ritter at Cookville Art Studio. And I was like, I had no idea Justin does this. And I was just blown away, because, like, the colors and the shapes you can see in the painting and everything is just beautiful. And I was like, had no idea. So it was a nice little surprise.
Yeah, I, you know, as an artist, I've fundamentally challenged myself. Probably, I mean, I think artists in general are very hard on themselves. And you know that as a photographer.
Yes.
You're always trying to top your last piece. And my wife always reminds me, like, it's not a competition. Like, you know, don't beat yourself up. And as an artist, it's very challenging not to, because you want to do great. And every time you make a piece, you want it to be better than what you've done before, at least what you think is better. And that can be a great challenge as an artist, to give yourself grace and know that, you know, honestly, a lot of times when you don't think something's great, it's when it's at its best, you know.
100% agree with that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Justin Blackman.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here talking to Justin Blackman today. Justin, so with the painting, where are you getting your inspiration? Are you looking at scenes? Are you just things coming to you in your head?
So it's kind of funny when I, you know, before, like early on, when I was in college and I was painting then, subject matter kind of went all over the place and I was doing figurative and landscapes and, you know, just a lot of different things. There wasn't a lot of consistency as far as what I was doing. But you know, moving back to this area has really, you know, you spend a lot of time in your car, and I grew up in Albany, Kentucky, which is about an hour north of here. And one of my friends that came to visit, and they were like, "It just seems like everybody here is really into their cars," you know. and I really thought on that, and I was like, "Well, I think it's because a lot of times we're having to drive." You know, we would come to Cookeville just to go to Walmart. You know, so making that drive and seeing the farms from the road inspired me. Just the beauty of it, you know, just wide open, expansive landscapes, and that backdrop is always filled with these foothills of trees, you know, and it's almost anywhere and everywhere you go. Once you have a clearing, you see that same view, and that inspires me a lot. And then on top of that, there's this whole spiritual aspect that I try to capture with my art. And I think, you know, with landscapes, something that was interesting to me, and if you look back at history of landscapes, even the earliest forms of landscapes were done with a spiritual context, a lot of religious context in them. Even from like early on, Chinese artists who were doing landscapes that were very spiritual. And then you would go into the 16th century and 17th, and it was very biblical spiritual artwork. And I think for me, capturing that in a new, fresh way is very important. And I think a lot of that inspiration does come from just living in this area. You know, there's a deep rooted, spiritual, sense that you get.
I love what you said about seeing like the farms from the road, because so I'm from Michigan originally, and I have done that drive through Ohio so many times, and I will hate Ohio with every fiber of my being for the rest of my life. But that's just a Michigan thing. But that drive and those scenes with like the big hay bales and that single tree in the middle of a field, like same thing.
And so like, and I'm very, you know, I don't want to say I'm traditional, in art, but I love art history. So I love, looking at previous artists and admiring their work, and kind of drawing fundamental skills. There's a lot of impressionism in my work, but then there's also a lot of realism, and I kind of mend those two. But like, so like you said, having this massive farm with this huge field with one tree right in the center. And when I look at it, you know, I see an olive tree. So like this oak tree now is turning into an olive tree because it's in the studio too. So I'm not doing plein air, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm in the studio. So I have my time and my creativity going. And then I want to fill it with movement. You know, I play a lot of music in the studio. So, there is, and when I paint, I'm moving. So it's a very wild private show that I'm putting on for myself in there, you know. But
that's what it should be.
It is.
It should be, and like joyful and movement and energy while you're working on whatever your craft is.
Sure. And I want to, you know, I want to capture all of those things. And to be able to capture all of those things I just said into a painting is a challenge in itself. So, you know, getting in the studio and trying to make that happen it's been great. It's been really great.
Is there anything specific you're working on right now?
So I'm still working on some large scale landscapes. I've got some really, really large pieces, like 7 foot by 5 foot, tall. So some very, very big pieces. I've got a show next month, at the Brentwood Library in Nashville. So kind of getting ready for that. And I've started, so I've had my kids all summer. So I haven't got to get out and kind of explore a little more. And I typically will get out with a notebook and I'll sketch out ideas and find things. And, so I do have a lot of plans going in my head, going forward, but I think painting and expansive landscape paintings is going to be, you know, for the near future, that I see.
Love it. Can't wait to see more. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Justin Blackman. You're back on the scene, and I'm talking to Cookeville artist Justin Blackman today. Justin, you are president of Art Round Tennessee. Can you tell me a little bit about the organization?
So Art Round Tennessee is a local nonprofit organization, and we kind of serve as a hub to local artists, and we want to bring awareness to them. We do Art Prowl every year, which is essentially a walking, you go store to store, and there's various artists. I think this year we've got over 85 artists, so it's going to be a really great year. And something that's cool about this area is there's a unique style of art that comes from here. And again, I think that comes a lot from just the area and what it embodies as far as visually and spiritually. But, you know, Art Round Tennessee is a really great organization for artists who are looking to continue with their journey. And if you're looking for an organization that can represent you to the fullest, I think Art Round Tennessee is a great choice, certainly.
I'd absolutely agree with that, having been a member the last few years, and just having the support of other artists in the community, because a lot of people, when they move here, do not realize how many artists and crafters and makers we have. And I think having that sense of community with all of us is really important. But also, I feel like we get a good amount of support from the regular community, not necessarily artists.
We do. I mean, it honestly has always just kind of blown my mind, because a lot of the art that I make in my mind is like, oh, this is probably too out there, and I don't know how people are going to take this. And I'll go out into Cookeville with my art when it was wood burnings, and even now with paintings, and the response of people wanting to purchase my art has been incredible. And that's always kind of blown my mind. And the reality is there's a lot of outlets in Cookeville. You know, if you're looking for lessons, Cookeville Art Studio is a great place for classes. If you're not sure what you want to do, or you just want to try something different, that's a really great place to go. And then if you are established artist and you're wanting representation for your craft, Art Round Tennessee is perfect. And if you go, to artroundtennessee.com, there's actually a directory of all the artists there. So if you're somebody who's looking for art, that's a really great place to start, just so you can kind of find artists that you might be into or looking for.
Absolutely. I always do that. I mean, I'm at Art Prowl every year, of course. But when you're showing, you don't necessarily get to see everything. So I like to go through everybody's bios on the webpage and then be like, okay, I have to make sure I find this person and this person and this person, because I want to look at their stuff for Christmas presents or
sure.
For my own home, which probably needs to stop buying things, but I think we all can relate to that. And what is coming up next? I know October you have First Friday that you'll be showing at.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Washington Crossings. This is another event with Art Round Tennessee. So First Fridays is the first Friday of every month from June until October. And then we have Art Prowl, which starts the second weekend of November. And so the Washington Crossings First Friday, I will be at. I'll be there with paintings. And that building is just incredible. So if you haven't been over there yet, it's certainly a sight to see. That used to be a really big warehouse, and they had a framing shop there, and it's turned into just an incredible building with tons of businesses.
Beautiful. Yeah, Roots Salon is over there, which I know is close there. To your heart.
Yeah,
Irrational Kitchen, Storyteller House for the Arts, sprouting yogis.
Yeah, stage one dance.
Yes, so many things.
There's even
over
a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu instructor now. And she's incredible. You know what I mean? Just it's amazing what has become of that building and how many wonderful people have moved into it, you know?
Absolutely. What other artists will be at that first Friday with you?
I actually don't know.
So which other artists will be presenting with you at First Friday?
So I'll be there. And then we've got three other great artists that we have that are going to be definitely trying to show with us. We have Jerry Berklow, Wayne Hogan, and Carol Ludgate, who are all three just incredible, incredible artists in their own right.
All right. And how else can people find you?
Again, if you go to Art Round Tennessee, there's a directory there. I'm on there as well as a lot of other artists. Then you can also go to my website. That's Antwood, A-N-T-W-O-O-D, workshop.com. And then I also have social media. I have an Instagram account. And you can just type in my name, Justin Blackman, and you'll find me on social media.
Thanks so much for joining me today.